live on your radio. It's the Kix 96.9 Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Every Tuesday, Thursday, we do Date 'Em or Dump 'Em, but this is the craziest one we've ever experienced.
What? Mm-hmm.
Emily and Mike, we don't know what side to believe. We're kind of leaning towards Emily.
No, we'd know who. This is Emily's telling the truth.
Okay.
We have not had a single person.
Yeah, with all the messages.
Logically, there's no reason that, unless it's a situation where she's got something mentally wrong with her, there's, I mean, like 99%, like, yeah, she's right on this.
She had nothing to gain.
Right. That's true.
Yeah.
466-9696.
That's crazy.
Just asking your opinion of what's going on with this.
Hi, I just wanted to point out his first lie is that I don't think Sam's Club has magazines. He mentioned that he was looking.
Really?
He was looking. He was looking at a Cars magazine. I don't think they have magazines. I have no idea. I don't have a membership to Sam's Club.
Yeah.
Wow.
I did not expect that call. That's funny.
Yeah. So that's my input for now.
Spoken like a Sam's Club devotee.
I appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
That is a lady that knows her Sam's Club.
Hi, Kix. What do you think?
Okay, hi. So I was listening to Date 'Em or Dump 'Em,
uh-huh.
And I think I know him.
Are you serious?
The guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
I work with his wife, actually.
So he's married, because, like, I was kind of confused by this.
No, he said he's married.
Well, I mean, well,
but, so,
that was
okay, so
weird.
He is...
if I work with her and I'm going to see her in just a little while, do I tell her that I know about this?
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I mean, I guess you can't be sure, right? Somebody could be in a similar situation and you don't want to put yourself in the middle of that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Message our Facebook page privately and let us know your decision, if you don't mind, because I'm really curious what you end up doing.
Well, let's ask people.
Yeah,
let's ask the people, and then, because I don't want this on me.
No.
But we can, and then we'll help. We'll help, okay? We're going to help you.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay.
Oh, man.
P.S. We're getting more messages. I don't think Sam's Club has magazines. It's a side controversy.
Here's the deal.
Wow.
Here's the deal. This dude is busted.
Yeah.
Like, it's busted.
Yeah.
He is busted. And I don't feel bad. I don't know the situation. But if this is actually happening, he's a damn slime ball. So, man. Oh, no.
Okay. Well, we'll ask you. 466-9696. What would you do?
If you know... that somebody you know is cheating on their spouse, do you tell them? That's such a hard situation.
466-9696. This is the craziest Date 'Em or Dump 'Em we've ever had.
As more people are calling us to weigh in on this
more conversation
thing,
about it, yeah.
Which, again, if indeed 100% this guy's cheating on his wife, he's a slime ball. I feel like he deserves to be called out. A couple tweets coming in. Matt Darrington, I think this is a great point. He says she needs to tell the wife so she knows about this. No bro code here. He is straight busted. Mm-hmm. One tweet coming in.
Another message we got: as a woman who was married and cheated on, as soon as he spoke, I felt sick. He was instantly backtracking and covering his words.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we wanted to know what you would do in this situation. What would you do? 466-9696. Good morning.
Hi. So to the woman that had the question about whether she should tell her friend that she heard that segment, I think that she could just bring it up as casual conversation, like, oh, I listened to this radio show and I heard the craziest story this morning.
We do podcast this.
Yeah, we'll have the podcast later on.
That's a great idea. Just play it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, we didn't even... I mean, it's just a car salesman named Mike. That could be any number of people. Oh, you don't even know if he works at Lincoln, right?
Yeah, we don't know Lincoln, Omaha. Right. I mean,
so
yeah.
So I mean, if the woman herself heard it, she would know whether or not that's her husband's voice, right?
Right.
Wow.
Right.
No, I think that's a really solid idea.
I would say one of the things that's kind of scary out of this, and people need to keep in mind, is sometimes the messenger ends up like, you know, don't kill the messenger.
That's
sometimes
the
messenger ends up getting killed in this scenario.
But the making sure she hears the podcast is
that's
totally
different.
We've actually had like four different people message us
just
that,
crank it up at your desk.
Or just email it to her. Just, hey, I heard this crazy thing.
Yeah.
Send it to her. Make sure she hears it.
You got to be, if you're friends and you know both of them, you have, because sometimes that's how, I mean, you're doing the right thing, in my opinion, but you also are kind of killing the messenger, can get killed. Yeah. It can, that can happen.
No, that's true. People have been in that situation too, where they end up somehow being the bad guy.
I've always thought in this scenario that you tell the individual who's cheating, if you happen to know both of them. Lauren, you and I have talked about this on the air before. You tell that person, here's the deal, dude or lady. I'm not going out right over to your significant other to tell them, but if the day comes where they ask me, I ain't lying for you.
Right.
That's fair.
Like, I ain't lying for you. So you have a ticking time bomb on your hands of if they ever ask me about this.
And your ticking time bomb is me.
And it starts now. Yeah. And then as you walk off, go bloop. Because of TikTok, buddy.
No, but I think the easy answer here is the podcast, right? Make sure she hears what happened.
Okay. That'll be up here.
That's a hard situation that I do not envy anyone who ends up in that situation.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kicks 96.9.